Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX.
No fighting.
Yeah, no fighting. Let's all be at peace. My grandfather used to say, if everybody would just mind their own business, this would be a better world. Isn't that the truth? Shakira and Wyclef there at 6:14. Good morning, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura will be in later on, actually beyond later on, from the privacy of her home in Elysburg, Pennsylvania. My name is Tom Morgan. I'm right here in the dimly lit studio in Sunbury, still operating with a skeleton crew as we move into week 12 here of this pandemic separation. But it's okay. It's no big deal. Our vice president said it's all overblown. What? Okay, we're going green, but ladies and gentlemen, I can't stress this enough. I've done it already for, since last Friday or whatever? Take it easy. Baby steps into that green, okay? Let's not just dive into the pool head first without a mask on, you know? I don't know if our vice president was trying to hint around that there's going to be a Trump rally pretty soon or what, but to say it's overblown, hey now, come off the gas a little bit, bud. Pretty easy to say this spiking of the coronavirus thing is overblown when you're sneaking into the back of your sanitized limousine everywhere you go, surrounded by agents that are going to keep you away from anyone who could possibly cough on you. It's like the king standing on the throne saying, everyone's got plenty to eat. And the beggars at the gate going, excuse me, can I come in? The Pope standing on his balcony saying, let's all live at peace. Okay, pretty easy. You got a big place to stay. Ain't nobody bothering you. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't know. But anyway, we are green. Green, that wonderful color green. I'm Irish. I love green. I don't wear it because it looks bad on me. But hey, luck of the Irish, we'll all be out of this pandemic soon, and we'll all be truly green. Or are they calling it gray now? I don't even know. There's too much gray in this whole situation now anyway. Let's just play it safe. Keep wearing your mask when you're near people, all right? It's not that difficult. It's simple. Like vegetable day.
Broccoli, it's time to eat
National
broccoli.
Eat Your Veggies Day.
Yes,
a very simple theme.
I want to eat the broccoli.
Can't we keep everything that simple? But what do I know? I'm Tom Morgan, thinking out loud. STP Unplugged. News coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob the Sports Center with the latest. And check on a beautiful, absolutely beautiful AccuWeather forecast. We've been bringing you new sponsors just to raise some extra money to keep this show afloat. But some of them have been a little unusual. But this one seems to be a network sponsor, so I don't think we're going to make any money on it. But see for yourself.
You've been protesting for days, and now you're hungry.
Oh?
Reach for new Flamin' Hot Pepper Spray Doritos.
Oh!
These chips will be spicier than any chip you've ever had.
Oh, my. Just stop. 94KX, they're calling it the pandemic genre of music. Thousands of songs have been recorded during the coronavirus, including Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, of course, recorded separately, and I'm stuck with you. 6:44, talking National Eat Your Veggies Day. Mom, waking up the kids, getting them started for the day. How about like a big hunk of broccoli for breakfast, huh? Come on now. I'm kidding. We kind of like our veggies, don't we? Some people a little more than others. We'll be addressing that with Laura coming up. She's our veggie queen. Anything in the produce aisle can be shoved into a blender and made into a smoothie. So says that girl. Me, I think, fruits are better than vegetables. I like fruit. I mean, I eat a lot of fruit every day now on this new diet and this new medical regimen. I veggies, yeah. I'm more of an old school veggie guy. I like my taties, you know? I like potatoes. I'm Irish. I probably eat too many potatoes. Maybe I should pull back a little bit. Okay, I have been told that to pull back a little bit because potatoes turn to starch, which turns to sugar. But yeah, I like potatoes, but I also like green beans. Good old-fashioned green beans. I'm not into these any newfangled in. You know, when I have a salad, I want lettuce in it and I want spinach in it. That's as far as I go. Take your kale and throw it out in the yard for the rabbits, okay? Now, I don't want to go on a rant here, but it already sounds like I am. Jim Gaffigan explains it best. I love Jim Gaffigan on CBS Sunday Morning, where he's become like the new Andy Rooney. But before that, he was a stand-up comic.
Yeah, we still act excited when we see fruit. We're like, yay, fruit! At least it's not vegetables!
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because no one wants vegetables. When you're at a party and they have a vegetable tray, aren't you almost surprised? You're like, wow, that's a waste of money. Hell, I'd rather eat a candle. No one wants vegetable tray. Everyone knows crudité is French for throwaway in a couple hours.
Laura would dispute that, you know? I'm saying.
I feel sorry for those vegetables on the tray. They're like, what am I doing here? I can't compete with pigs in the blanket.
You're damn right.
A cauliflower, for God's sakes.
Yeah, yeah. Get out.
Like that ranch dressing's gonna help? Ranch dressing. Some of us have to settle down with the ranch dressing. You know how they make ranch dressing? Buttermilk and sadness. It's the only ingredients. Interesting fact, before they came up with ranch dressing, no one had eaten a raw vegetable ever.
There it is, National Eat Your Veggies Day, 94KX. And tonight we're going to party like it's 1994. It just doesn't have this same ring to it. News is coming up next, a check on sports and AccuWeather. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in Sunbury. Laura there. She's
good
all
morning.
Good. In Elysburg, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, it's your day. It's National Eat Your Veggies Day, so put them all in the blender and make a smoothie right now, live on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. my headphones don't reach that far, and my blender's in the cabinet.
Oh,
I can make that happen, though.
Darn the luck. It's not even a try it Tuesday. It's a Wednesday morning. How are you today?
I'm very, very good. It's a tail wagon Wednesday.
Yes, and we're going to do it a new way in Laura's yard. We'll talk about that coming
indeed.
Up. That's so cool. Yeah. Finally, a chance for an adoptable animal to pee in a yard instead of here in the studio. So it'll be fun.
No, wait a second. No animal that we have featured on Tail Wagon Wednesday ever pee-peed in the studio. Seriously.
I have to clarify that.
It was the ducks.
It was the ducks from elsewhere. Let's just put it that way.
Twas the ducks.
People still talk about that show. It'll go down in history. Historically speaking, I'm a little sad today. Something's been postponed.
Winter storm in summer. A cold front in a cup at 7-Eleven. A little freezing predicted. Slurpee takes the simmer out of summer.
Yeah.
Curious bowl.
For 20 years, 7-Eleven has had its annual free Slurpee Day. It's been canceled because of the coronavirus. No free
Slurpees. Speaking of winter and summer, do you know what else has been canceled because of the coronavirus?
What?
The summer snow day.
No Gilson summer snow day.
Moment of silence.
A moment of silence for the fun we had. The live entertainment, the bullet bourbon, all the brews, all the food.
All the things.
All the things that made summer snow day.
It's kind of hard to keep it to 250 people or less when there were like 5,000 people there last year.
Since it's grown and grown and grown and grown. We will miss that. All this stuff that's being postponed. I think it's time for a quarantine song about everything that's miserable about 2020. I think it's time we put it to music and sing maybe next hour. Maybe.
All right. Sounds good.
News is coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. 7:12. Good morning. I need you to brace yourself a little bit on this quarantine song because we are really going to the limit on this one. Okay?
Oh, no, Tom. Do we need to air something controversial?
No, it's not controversial.
Oh, okay.
Well, the name of the song is actually the license plate number on the beat-up old van that Quarantunes travels around in to do bar gigs. Okay? And the license plate number is FU 2020.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, go ahead, guys.
COVID's been hell, but a second wave awaits. FU 2020, I'm done.
Yes.
Last month, I spent a grand just on Postmates. FU 2020, I'm done.
I'm done.
No football, no baseball, no NBA. FU 2020, I'm done. 7-Eleven canceled its free Slurpee day.
Yeah, we just said that.
FU 2020, I'm done. No nightclubs, no brew pubs, and celebrities won't shut the hell up.
Oh.
My stepdad keeps posting political rants.
FU 2020, I'm done.
It's catchy.
Oh my God, if I have to see one more TikTok dance.
FU 2020, I'm done.
I like the TikTok dances.
And Tom Brady plays for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
What?
FU 2020, I'm done. FU 2020, I'm done.
Everybody!
FU 2020, FU 2020, FU 2020, FU 2020, FU 2020, I'm done.
I think that should be like the unofficial theme of this whole Tom and Laura escapade. It's, hopefully we didn't offend anybody. I hope everybody's laughing this morning.
No. Inappropriate language aside, you know what?
What?
I want a do-over on 2020. I agree.
You're just upset because the week of Laura has been postponed because your birthday was June 1. And our lovely friend Vanessa has been postponed as well. Everything's been postponed. Beer Fest has been postponed.
That's the problem. Ugh. Vanessa and I, you know, one of my very, very best friends.
You share
a soul. We love
our
girl, Vanessa. We do share a soul. Here's the thing. I like that it starts with the week of Laura. Beer Fest is in the middle, and it ends with the week of Vanessa. You know,
Everybody needs
a beer fest to celebrate their birthday.
Yes. And now it's been postponed to like December or whatever.
And it's for a good cause.
Yes.
I mean, I want to be outside.
No beer festival in Milton. FU 2020, I'm done.
True that.
94KX, hanging on one moment at a time. I don't feel desperate. Do you feel desperate? This year sucked, but you know, I don't feel like it's really destroying my life.
I feel like that there's still time to turn this year around.
That's a good way to put it. And maybe we should put it that way.
The glass is always half full.
Yeah. But according to a new survey and a new poll, I don't think America agrees. Everybody hurts. Do we really need this song now, Laura?
No. No, we do not.
Okay, shut down the REM. Thank you. According to a new poll, most Americans are at the unhappiest they've been in 50, count them, 50 years. You're not even 50 years old.
No, I am not. And I am not unhappy. I'm good.
Yeah, me too. I'm just kind of toughing it out, but I'm okay.
Are things really that bad? Seriously. I understand if folks are struggling to pay their bills. Maybe they've been furloughed or laid off, unemployed.
Yeah. That's when it hurts.
It's a problem. But we live in central Pennsylvania, a beautiful place. The bulk of us have a roof over our heads, some stuff to eat. Our family is nearby.
Yes.
I feel like we need to be a bit more positive about this whole thing.
Well said. So no more REM?
No more REM.
Thank you.
REM. Going on
outside. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Mark Lawrence has the news. Rob, the Sports Center. Yeah, they're going to play tennis in New York City. And an AccuWeather forecast that looks absolutely beautiful. Great day to spend it in the backyard with a tail wagon buddy.
Oh, yes. It's a Tail Wagon Wednesday.
Yeah, the return of Tail Wagon Wednesday, done differently, like Try It Tuesday or anything we do here with Tom and Laura. Laura will be enjoying a tail wagging buddy in her backyard.
Here's the thing, and this brings me so much joy. Mm-hmm. We were not able to have a Tail Wagon Wednesday since, January?
Yeah.
give or take, because the SPA centers were closed.
Yes.
However, we would have had one sooner than this, but they had all of the dogs and cats out on foster.
Mm-hmm.
And wait for it, they all were adopted.
So, you know, Tail Wagon Wednesday is a great thing here on the show, but a weird kind of, in a weird kind of pandemic way, it ended up being a good thing to just close the centers and foster them out. And then the foster people said, you know what? We'll keep that pet. We'll keep that pet.
Mm. So fun.
Yeah.
So much
fun. So could you give us a hint on what's coming up, or do we just wait until 8:15?
We will be meeting with Isabel.
Mm.
And Isabel is a really, really cool doggo. Also, Jen has a foster kitten that she'll have along with her in a crate. But so maybe we'll take a sneak peek at two animals today, a two-for-one deal on the Tail Wagon Wednesday from my backyard.
Yeah, from the backyard in Elysburg, playing it safe. Tail Wagon Wednesday on 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's in the backyard officially right now because she's checking in from how far from the fire pit?
Actually, Tom, we are right next to the fire pit enjoying my patio. And I have a new four-legged friend. And, of course, our buddy Jen is here from the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville. Good morning, Jen.
Hello, and I brought two four-legged friends. We got a bonus kitten because I haven't been here in a while.
A two-for-one deal today, Tom.
Yay! Nice idea, Jen. Nice idea. It's great to see you in the backyard. We're doing things differently nowadays. But most of all, it's great to have Tail Wagon Wednesday back again.
Yeah, I miss being here. I brought Isabel and Porridge today. Isabel's the doggy and Porridge is the kitten.
Aw, it's sad that I can't pet them, but it's okay, I guess.
Well, I actually brought Isabel in particular today because Isabel can't go to a home with men. She's severely afraid of men, so I thought this would be the perfect time to bring Isabel because she has been there for a while, and I haven't been able to bring her because, unfortunately, Tom, she wouldn't like you.
Oh, okay. And you know what? It's good that Laura's husband, Keith, though, isn't there because he's a very large, imposing man.
He is. Keith left early for work this morning. So Isabel, though, is a lover. She is so, so sweet. Jen, tell me a little bit about Isabel. She looks like she is just a gorgeous German Shepherd.
She is. So she's a shepherd mix. We don't really know what she's mixed with. She did come from us from a high kill shelter in the south, so we don't really know her background or why she's so afraid of men.
Cool.
But we eventually found it out after we had some male volunteers trying to take her out or men walking back in the kennel.
It didn't work. No.
But she is an absolute, like, puddle of love around the women. Like, she just wants to crawl on your lap. She just wants to snuggle you. She just, like, needs to be with you all the time.
Boy, I think I can almost see Michelle Mertz on our staff getting a second dog here now.
I think Bullers needs a girlfriend. Actually, he kind of looks almost like German Shepherd, Husky, Golden Retriever. Tom, this dog is gorgeous.
Aww.
He's a beautiful blonde and a white cream-colored dog.
She's a blonde. Yes, she's blonde.
And she loves other dogs. Like, she is the first one to go out for our play group with our other dogs, and she just absolutely showers them in wanting to play, and she constantly has to play the whole time. She loves cats. She can be a little bit, like, in their face at first, so a dog-savvy cat would probably be best.
Okay.
But she has with cats before.
All right. Now tell us about the little kitty, speaking of cats.
So Porridge, she actually isn't quite available yet. She's my foster kitten right now.
Okay.
She came into us, her tail was degloved. So what that means is all the skin was ripped off of her tail.
Oh,
so unfortunately, we aren't able to save the tail, and it's just kind of falling off on its own. Mm. So she's going to end up being a tiny little Manx kitten eventually. She does still have a little tiny nubbin of a tail right now, but she's absolutely healthy and sweet, and she is queen bee. She needs to be, number one in attention all the time. She actually is our office kitten and greets everybody when they come in.
Aww.
And she has to be superior to the other kittens when she's sitting up on top of the desk.
She is a little lover. She's not the biggest fan of Isabel, but she kind of came up to me and is just the sweetest little gray fluff ball. She is amazing.
Oh, that's great. So listen up, ladies, if you're driving to work right now and you were thinking about adopting a dog, I think this German Shepherd mix sounds like your kind of pet. Here's the deal. Log on to Facebook right now because Laura's in her backyard and you'll get to look, right?
That's right. We're going to go Facebook Live right now from my patio. We'll meet Isabel. We'll meet Porridge. And hopefully by the end of the week, we find both of these two lovely ladies a home.
That's cool. We like to thank Wicked Dog for making all this happen. Right, Laura?
Absolutely. Thank you, Wicked Dog Grilling Cafe in Sealands Grove, for sponsoring not only our Facebook Live, but also the on-air segment. The FPCA has details, of course, on adoption fees and all of that, but it is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Wicked Dog Grill makes happen.
Facebook Live going right now with Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the Morning, news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next. I won't give up on you, Laura. I won't give up.
Well, thank you so much.
Even though I'm, what, 50 years older than you? How old are you? 50? 60 years older than you?
No, get out of here. That would make me, like, 18.
And
I mean, a lot of people want to go back, but I'm good.
Yeah,
I don't need to be 18 again.
You're good where you're at. Yeah, me too. I don't want to go through that again. There was a lot of good, but a lot of questionable activity when I was 18. So anyway, I'm getting to, and you know, I'm getting to be comfortable with getting old. Let's put it that way. And then today I read survey. I read a survey of people 50 years old and older. And they listed the five best things about getting old. So usually in two different locations like we are, Laura gives like me a quiz at this time of the day sometimes. Today, I'm going to give Laura a lesson on life. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here we go. These are the...
I promise, and I hate this, actually.
Okay.
That new thing where people are like, okay, boomer. Oh. I don't like that at all.
Well, that's funny because that was mentioned in this thing. Even though there'll be a threat of me being called or said, okay, boomer, here are the five benefits about being older. All right, here we go. Number one, more life experiences. So you're wiser.
Oh, yeah, older, wiser, all that stuff.
Yeah, very good. Older, wiser. Open for discussion. Number two, being more comfortable in your skin. Yes, even though we stress sometimes over the wrinkles, we do end up feeling more confident.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's kind of like you just stop caring what other people think.
That's it. I look in the mirror now and I go, wow, more gray hair, more wrinkles. Oh, well. Number three, a greater sense of gratitude for the little things in life. Hmm.
I could see that. Yeah. Excellent life advice, Tommy.
After study shows that you are thankful for and you are happier for the smaller things. I like that. Number four, more independence and freedom. You don't need your mama and your papa, probably because they passed away. But anyway, no, more independence and freedom, especially if you can retire at some point and have financial stability.
I mean, right now, I'm not necessarily feeling that financial stability.
Okay.
In the current climate that we're in.
And that's okay. That's okay.
I hope to get there.
Yeah, and that's okay. You've got a long time before you need to retire or you want to retire, Laura. This is the two generations of Tom and Laura. Me, on the other hand, okay. I'm approaching it a little bit quicker.
Tiny bit quicker.
So the financial stability is a little bit scary right now, but I do think of it. And finally, number five, you learn to let things go when you're older. Or in other words, you figure out what's important and you don't sweat the small stuff. Ah, there you go.
I feel like those are words to take you through the rest of your life. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, sometimes, as news guy Matt could call me, a bit of a curmudgeon, which I don't think I am, but I do come across.
Great word.
I do come across as a little cranky old man sometimes. I think of the movie Grumpy Old Men. I think of the movie Grumpy Old Men, and I'm okay with that. However, I have learned to not sweat the small stuff, or as Tom Morgan would sometimes say, right, Laura? I don't care. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's just that grumpy old
it's
man.
It's a Wednesday at the wash, and you couldn't pick a better day to wash your car.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my. But there you go. The five things about being older.
Hi, I'm back inside
now. Good.
Yeah. Good job, Tom. Sorry.
A little embarrassing for a bit, but I got over it. I just disguised your voice.
Listen, the thing. When there are animals involved, it always takes a little bit too longer. I tried to have the speakers turned up so I could hear through the door, but I was just loving on porridge.
So I just faked it a little bit. Came out of the news with 66 degrees in our backyard on Blue Hill. And it's about 62 here in Edinburgh. That kind of sounds like you, right?
Sure it does. Do it. Well done.
No, it doesn't.
I need to let everyone know publicly that if they see filings in any local papers, in the court reports that I'm filing for divorce, it's because I just acquired two more animals.
This is where I'm going. Do not say you're going to adopt one or both of those pets when your husband is at work. You don't want to do that.
He is at work. He wasn't here to stop me. The animals may or may not still be in my backyard.
And this is what you need. Another cat and a German Shepherd mix to go with your other two dogs.
What's funny, though? They got along great.
Wait, you let your dogs out of the house and they're all playing in the yard?
Yeah, great.
MacGyver was okay with having another
dog.
Everybody
was running around. It was beautiful.
Murphy, the morning show dog, like, what was her name? Isabella? What was it?
Isabel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? Wow. All right. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yes. Wednesday at the wash.
Okay. It's a beautiful day to wash your car or your dog or your cat. The cat might not like it as much. The dog will probably love it, but your car definitely needs it.
Yes.
So go to Ultimate Express.
Go to Ultimate Express. Three locations on the Strip in Sealands Grove in Danville. Hey, New York Mets fan. I just like talking to that guy. And also out by the pizza parlor in Williamsport. Know the code. And wash your car. It's that simple. You want more details? You can go to the website washmydirtycar.com. Love that song. 94KX, Tom and Laura on the way out. Chad Evans on the way in. Chad and I are in a secret competition. Who has the most ball caps?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's sporting a real cool-looking trucker's hat today. I'm like, damn it, he wins today. I just went with the gray Boston Red Sox hat. Huh, he should have wore a trucker's cap. But anyway, you know what, guys? Guys have been forced, not to get their hair cut unless they want to try it themselves. So you see a lot of ball caps now. It's what's happening. I will try to get a haircut sometime.
If you have a ball cap for every day of the week, it's all good.
It's all good. We like to wrap up the show with something good. That would be Laura's thought for the day. What do you got today?
I have a little one. It's an expression of hope, I think.
Okay.
So keep going. That's all you ever have to do, ever. You really don't have to be amazing or fierce or beautiful or successful or good. Just keep going. Slowly is fine. Crawling is fine. No feeling is final. Except hope.
There it is. So on a Wednesday, let's just keep going.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
See everybody. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.